The Emporium of Imagination, written by Tabitha Bird and read by Gemma Bird Matheson and Henry Nixon.
A little bit of magic is about to appear. Earletage Hubert Umbray can sense it, has the nose for it. After all these years of being the custodian of the Emporium of Imagination, he would. He's 50-something years old but refuses to keep track of time. Seems time does that well enough by itself. He pulls his 1954 Holden FJ, perfect paint job, complete with original red leather interiors and bucket seats, into a parking space on the dark street. It is a car that requires a physical key to drive it, a fact he is proud of as he turns off the ignition. A car where the air conditioning system is the window he now winds down by hand. He breathes deep, arriving, bathing himself in this moment. There's a wrinkle in the night air, a silent ripple throughout the township of Boona. Nothing tangible, simply an unrest, a wakefulness. He knows that people are sticking to their sheets, tossing and turning. They assume that what keeps them awake is the humid mess of another January night. But they are wrong. Earletage opens his car door with a satisfying creak, a noise like that of his hip joints. There's no one around. No cars. No people. Only the steps of his polished brown Oxfords on the footpath as he walks to the rear of the car. He arranges his suit, straightens his tie, and checks his silver cufflinks. Then he reaches into the back seat for his top hat and positions it on his head. Lastly, he takes a firm hold of the handle of his dome-top lunchbox. It is the most important piece of the magic to come. Now, things may begin. He strides down Main Street deeper into the evening, way past the hours when all manner of humanity sat back slapping and too loud laughing on bar stools. Long past the hour when the kitchen hands stopped serving lazy-ass Sunday pizzas. There are only the stars spread above his head for company, and he feels full of the wonder of the world. With his eyes on those stars, Earletage notices, for the umpteenth time, how small humanity is rendered against the backdrop of sky and the silence of the evening settled about. And in that quiet, he searches for the precise destination.